we talk of, spiritually, we talk of things like Nirguna, Param Brahma, so many concepts are there. A author, a printer, a writer, someone who writes books, Mercury. Are you aware of all these various professions ruled by the various planets? Okay, let's have a small exercise over here so that we wake up from this light slumber that comes after lunch. Okay, each one of you tell me your major occupation and tell me the planet, starting from the Purushottam.
Army officer.
Planet? Mars. So, southern direction. So, Mars, you'll find Mars in the southern direction. No, that's a separate issue. It may be in the 10th, it may not be in the 10th, but this is the main planet ruling. It couldn't be, it can be in the 6th house, in his Dashamsha. It can have a strong impact. This is the area where you are working. And the more you go towards this direction, the stronger and better will you be in your work. Right, there's a DT sitting out there. And who is the DT of this direction? Anybody? No. Yes, that's right. Yama, the god of death. A good warrior is he who can kill too many people. Unless you can kill people, you are not a good warrior. Yeah, it's a fact. The best weapon is that which you just got to blow it once and the whole population is gone. You don't have to take the trouble of going and killing each one. See my point? So when we talk of war or the god of war, his deity is the god of death. And he accomplishes, he succeeds when he can inflict death on the entire enemy. Whatever be the concept of enemy. Indra is the deity of the eastern direction, eastern quarter. Somebody who's into politics. He will not be satisfied until he becomes a president. The highest. And even the president will probably be aspiring, okay, I got to retire after my 4-year term is over. Maybe they need to have a president of the world or something like that. That is the end to that aspiration. Okay. But the deity who will really help you is Indra. Again, here the deity that I'm talking about is basically a deva, a source of knowledge and illumination. Okay? So, when I talk of, let's say, Mars for a warrior, what should the deity be doing? What should the deva be teaching him? Things about how to fight, how to have a good physique, Mars. Everything related to the body, to destruction, to such things. Here, what should the deity be teaching him? Pardon?
To rule.
How to be a king, kingship. How to lead, leadership qualities. Go on. Anybody else? What should the deity be teaching? What can you get if you worship the deity? When I say, pardon? Go on. Huh? Core of knowledge, knowledge you get from everybody. Core of knowledge is dependent upon the viewpoint. For a person who wants to be the best warrior, the core of knowledge will come from here. Knowledge is coming from all of them. That is why they are devas. We define deva as a giver of knowledge, of illumination. You should know where to fight, how to fight, when to fight, what weapons to use. All details. Then only you can say, yes, the god of war is really been teaching me. And the deity, the achievement, the success comes when the god of death is also on your side. Here, Surya, or the sun god, is the one who actually crowns you as a king. But you really become a king of kings when you not only become a great king, but also a great ruler, where you rule by the desires of the people. There are various concepts to this. Like this, tell me something more about Mercury. Anybody? What's your profession?
Fix it.
Pardon?
Fix it, man. Handyman.
Handyman. Okay. What would that come under?
Saturn.
Saturn. Good. You can put in a lot of work. You can handle all kinds of work.
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's an important thing about Saturn. Gemini says that when Saturn is well placed in trines to the Navamsha Lagna or things like that, the person has the ability to handle any work. He'll be very good. It shows there is a skill in the hands. He just gets to see the work, then he knows exactly how to do it. Okay? Who's the deity of this direction? Varuna, the god of the seas. Ocean, as big as the ocean. Symbols of the ocean, the anchor, the ship, things like that, are very lucky for him, as far as profession is concerned. That's how we understand and we tell people. Moon. Okay, anybody moon? Knowledge is everybody. Come on, no.
Nurturing, food, carrots.
Food, okay, food, restaurant. Okay. Imaginative people. No, but imagination comes under the moon. The moment you start writing, you are in Mercury.
Childcare,
okay.
Healers,
yes.
Psychologists.
Doctors, no. Doctors don't come under the moon. What do doctors come under?
Jupiter.
No. If doctors were ruled by Jupiter, there would be no surgeries in this world. Yeah. When Jupiter, the god of peace, is very strong, the god of war takes retirement. Okay? Okay, now. It's a very strange thing. We'll talk about their exaltations and debilitations later. Moon. Any more concepts about the moon from this side? Nobody speaking from this side.
Certainly, dispensers of liquids.
Okay. Right. No? Give it a try. Tell me something.
Mother,
being a mother, yes. Sailors. Being a mother is a very important thing. Yes.
Sailors or
ships? Yes, okay. Now the deity of this direction, anybody? Narasimha, deity of this direction.
Vayu,
the wind god. Go on, Kshatriya. No. That way, the god of death would not be with Mars. God of death would have been with Saturn. Think once again. The deities out here are what they want, not what they have. Mars is a warrior. He already knows how to fight. He's been trained to fight. He's been trained to kill. What he wants is the opportunity to battle. You know, he wants to send large number of people to the kingdom of God.
Generous.
Very generous. Don't waste time. You are having an illusion. This is the world of illusion. Leave it.